This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Final segment here in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't forget, Nate Taylor will join us just under 15 minutes of ESPN. The Chiefs beat writer for ESPN, Nate Taylor, at 8 o'clock. Vern at 8:20. So we'll go back-to-back. We'll go football, baseball, give you everything you need. Zach Bryan was the focal point of Twitter this weekend, as apparently he decided to start a fight with Chiefs fans.
He's an Eagles fan, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is fine.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm going to tick some people off because I love it. I love when you can take sports entertainment and music entertainment and bring people together and have a jolly old time. So he tweets out, "Where all the three-peat people from last year?" Sad face.
Well, okay.
Right?
I'm already pissed off.
Then he goes, then he responds with, "Bro, all you have to do to piss off a Chiefs fan is play a fair game of football." And then he then responded with, "Please understand, I will never play in Kansas City." Well, first off, big Zach.
Talk to you later.
I'm a big Zach Bryan fan. I love his music. It's... to me, it's great. I don't think that he's mature enough in his career right now to continue to be doing this, because he just activated his Twitter not long ago.
Oh, so he's new to Twitter.
Well, he had it, and then they had the falling out with Brianna Chicken Fry at Barstool because of the whole, you know, "I'm going to give you $12 million to just not talk about our relationship, and I'll give you a house." She went on a podcast with Dave Portnoy and just basically exploited everything about him. And said that he was super jealous, he's thin-skinned, he's, you know, kind of controlling, might have some narcissistic traits to him. And I've always said I separate the person from the music, right?
Like, you have to.
Michael Jackson was not the best human being, but we still listen to the Thriller album, right?
Right.
It is what it is. Like, "I Believe I Can Fly" is still a good song, but that guy is a terrible human being.
Right.
Right.
Same with athletes, though, too. I mean, you got to be able to separate the off-field versus on-field stuff.
And so him saying this,
Tyrese.
First off, Zach, I'll tell you this right now. Your music will never be big enough to sell out Arrowhead. So you'll never play there. I can promise you that.
You don't think so?
Not a chance. Not a chance. I think he could play at T-Mobile all he wants, Bonner Springs all he wants, or the new place they're getting ready to build up north. He could play there all he wants. Mm-hmm. But again, like, you come at the Chiefs in Kansas City, you will see the effect of your ticket sales. I promise you that. And if you don't want to come to Kansas City, that's fine. We're not going to miss you. But the fact that you're still emotional and still fighting with people on Twitter in the wee hours of the morning lets me know that you have not learned from any of your past mistakes of where you would get, because this is one thing that Brianna had said, is that he wrote a lot of his songs, you know, damn near blacked out, wasted. And that's how he would write them in his feels and do all that. It turns out that some of those songs are really good, but to like get in a fight with Chiefs fans and say that you'll never play in Kansas City again, that'd be like talking bad about a business, and then they're like, well, we'll never endorse you on the radio. Like, that's why you don't do stuff like that.
Well, it's immature is really what it is. But, you know, we're all the three-peat people. There's no three-peat this year, bro. Like, I hate being that guy, but the three-peat people aren't coming at you because there is no three-peat to go after this year. We're going for a four-peat this year, right? And that's four straight Super Bowls. I'll start talking about the four-peat because that's impressive, going for your four straight Super Bowl. Never been done before. So he's complaining about the three-peat people. Then he tweets out, I'll see you in Bonner Springs, you know, like, okay, fine. Maybe you play at 119th and Knoll when they announce that here shortly. And maybe you can play at the new Royal Stadium or something of that, play in Kansas and not have to be in Kansas City if that's the area that you want to take and the approach that you want to take. But also, too, like, you're an Eagles fan. You done kicked our ass in the Super Bowl, right? And yet you're still talking smack and you're still looking to pick a fight with Chiefs fans. What does that tell me about you? You're thin skinned. You think maybe you got lucky in that game and you realize that you're a house of cards and our team is not. Where's all the repeat talk coming out of Philadelphia? All I'm hearing out of Philadelphia is that was last year. It doesn't have an impact on this year. No, it has a huge impact on this year because now everybody's gunning for you. Tells me you're not going to be able to live up to the standings and you're not going to be able to hold on. Philadelphia is not winning that division. Go Washington.
Well, didn't Philadelphia also like bitch and moan about how the field was bad
2 years ago?
Right. Yeah. And they were complaining.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the whole thing. Yeah.
James 2 years Bradbury, ago. That wasn't a hold.
That was clear hold. Very much a hold. It was very much a hold.
But I think it's just funny that like somebody that, you know, doesn't really, you know Kansas City sports is out here being like, yeah, I'll never play in Kansas. Well, you're going to play in Bonner Springs next year. And you're probably going to be with the Turnpike Troubadours, who will probably have more of a turnout than you will.
Oh, he's playing with them?
Well, that's where his, like, they're both from Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think Turnpike's from Tulsa. I forget where he's from in Oklahoma. Maybe he's from Tulsa as well. I don't think he is. But, like, that's kind of, like, the similarities in their music. Mm-hmm. He gives them a lot of shout-outs in his music. And Turnpike has played at Bonner Springs. I've seen him three times. They're fantastic. I love Turnpike Troubadours. And he kind of has like a relationship with them. And I could see him like having them open up and then him come out.
Mm-hmm.
And which would be great, which we should do, is if he does come to Bonner Springs, I challenge all of us to get tickets, wear Chiefs jerseys, and just do the chop.
Yeah, the whole time.
The
Hell
entire
yes.
time.
Yes, I will buy tickets. So
you basically want to see if we could get this concert shut down.
Total anarchy.
He would rage.
Yeah,
that would be kind of fun. Getting the entire crowd right in the middle of one of his songs to do the chop.
Yes.
I mean, how awesome would that be, right?
Trolling.
Right,
I'm in on that, but yeah, don't start with the three-peat talk isn't here anymore because it doesn't exist anymore. It's a completely different year right now, and if you've never been on the top, which the Eagles very rarely have been on the top, you don't understand what's going to happen this year. Teams are going to be coming for you every single Sunday, and they're going to look to play you because you're the Super Bowl champs as their Super Bowl. It's going to be a lot more difficult for Philadelphia this year than it was a season ago. We'll see if Nick Sirianni's up to the challenge, you know?
Yeah. Just kind of confusing that he's an Eagles fan from Oklahoma. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, that.
Well, I'm trying to think if there's a connection there, if there was a player maybe at one point in time.
Hurts
could be the guy.
Could be a recent bias guy. Yep.
Yeah. But Hurts is also Alabama, though. You know,
yeah.
I think of him as Alabama before I think of him as Oklahoma, but I understand where he would be coming from on that.
Each fan base will tell you, no, there he's ours.
Right. Yeah, right.
You should have had our All-22 guy respond on Twitter and say, did you watch the All-22 the Super Bowl, Zach?
Yeah.
I remember nothing. So some news out of the sports world. I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter. USC announces a 7-year, $7.7 billion deal to stream all numbered fights and fight nights on Paramount Plus with select events on CBS. So the pay-per-view is dead? Is that what that means?
Sure seems that way,
that
doesn't
means
it?
Awesome. You're going to Paramount Plus. You don't have to go to like crack streams anymore or go to Carrie's Twitter.
But Paramount Plus, you could look at it and say that it already is a pay-per-view, right?
Yeah, I'm paying for it.
Right? But are they going to have an add-on feature inside Paramount Plus like they've had for other things over the years, right? Wasn't there something we all wanted to watch a while ago and it was like, oh, you had to add it on?
Was it the Netflix? Wasn't there?
Or maybe was it some sort of baseball deal with Amazon, maybe?
That may have been
That's
it, too.
That's what it was. They were going to carry FanDuel and on Amazon, but you had to subscribe through Amazon to get to that. Mm. I don't know. I'm just asking because it very well
question.
Could be. No, thank
fair.
You. you get Paramount Plus. Fantastic. But this is not a free deal on Paramount Plus, you still have to buy because aren't there movies and things that you still have to buy on Paramount? You know,
yeah, that's true. Dang it.
So that may be the way that they're going about that. But that's double dipping though for your fan. Like, I don't know. Maybe it does chase fans away. Maybe it doesn't. Again, I don't know the answer to all of these questions.
But I will say, if it's a little extra add-on, like get that, like if they make you pay a couple dollars to watch the UFC, I'll rather do that on my Paramount Plus app rather than like.
But what if it's the standard $35?
Well, then no.
You know what I'm saying? No. Yeah, then like no. That's.
I don't like that.
You'll have a friend that has Paramount Plus, be like, hey, send me that sign, and you're gonna get a code on your.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Phone here in like 4 minutes. Just tell me what it is. 26581. All right, got it. Yeah. Start streaming. We do have my future wife in town today. Mm. Thanks to our buddy Austin on Twitter who let me know this. Kay Adams woke up in Kansas City visiting the Chiefs today.
Oh, wow, in the rain.
So I said, once again, Green Lady Lounge later, ? We probably won't get a response, but you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.